Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
is it safe to put Benoit balls, golf balls, or small round items directly into the anus?
Generally speaking, it's not a good idea to put small round items such as Benoit balls or golf balls directly into the anus. Unlike the vagina, which is only a few inches long and ends at the cervix, which has a very tiny opening, the anus leads into the rectum where objects can get more easily lost. The rectum is S-shaped, so it's not just the size but the shape of this part of the body that makes it challenging to get objects out once they've gone inside the body. People commonly get even larger items lost inside their rectum. Items such as bottles, light bulbs, and even salad tongs have been lost or lodged inside people's rectums and have required visits to the emergency room in order to have them removed by a doctor. Removing objects from a person's rectum requires great care, as the objects can cause harm to a person's rectum if they're left inside too long, if they have sharp edges, or if they're removed in difficult ways. If you're interested in using objects for anal stimulation, consider using toys that are meant specifically for anal play. There are a variety of anal toys on the market, such as butt plugs and anal beads. Because you are interested in round objects, you may find anal beads to be of particular interest. They come in a variety of sizes, and beads that come on cotton strings are best thought of as single-use items, as it is impossible to clean the string in between uses. Other styles of anal beads are made of silicone or other materials and are easier to keep clean. To learn more about sex toys and safer, more comfortable anal pleasuring, check out The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex, or Because It Feels Good, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Pleasure and Satisfaction. You can learn more about these books and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.